Lessons from Esther. December 14, 1910. Typed. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus that in those days, when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces being before him, when he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom, and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days. Esther 1, verse 1 to 4. And when these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both unto great and small, 7 days, in the court of the garden of the king's palace. And the drinking was according to the law, none did compel, for so the king had appointed unto all the officers of his house, that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Verse 8. It was the custom to hold such festivals. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house, which belonged to King Ahasuerus. Verse 9. Vashti was evidently acting her part in the feast, bearing the responsibilities that rested upon her. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded the 7 chamberlains that served in the presence of the king to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look upon. Verses 10 and 11. Had the king maintained his royal dignity by practicing habits of temperance, he would never have made this command. But his mind was affected by the wine that he had used so freely, and he was not prepared to act wisely. When this command came from the king, Vashti did not carry out his orders, because she knew that wine had been freely used, and that Ahasuerus was under the influence of the intoxicating liquor. For her husband's sake, as well as her own, she decided not to leave her position at the head of the women of the court. The queen refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. Verse 12. Then said the king unto the wise men, which knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew the law and the judgment. What shall we do unto the queen Vashti, according to the law, because she hath not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by his chamberlains? Verses 13 to 15. The king should have honored the judgment of his wife, but both he and his counselors were under the influence of wine, and they were incapable of giving him counsel of the right order. Men whose minds are beclouded by the use of wine are unable to give wise advice. Their judgment is not correct. The result was unfavorable to Vashti. Mimukan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the people that are in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad unto all women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes, when it shall be reported, the king commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto all the king's princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen. Thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. And when the king's decree that he shall make shall be published throughout all his empire, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both great and small. And the saying pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Mimukan. For he sent letters into all the king's provinces, into every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people. verses 16 to 22. There is little doubt that the king, when he afterward considered the matter, felt that Vashti deserved to be honored rather than to be treated as she was. No law of divorce, drawn up by men who for many days had given themselves up to wine drinking, men who were unable to control the appetite, could be of any value in the eyes of the King of Kings. These men were unable to reason soundly and nobly. They could not discern the real situation.
However high their office, men are amenable to God. The great power exercised by kings often leads to extremes in exaltation of self, and the worthless vows made to enact laws which disregard the higher laws of God lead to great injustice. Occasions of indulgence, such as are pictured in the first chapter of Esther, do not glorify God. But the Lord accomplishes His will through men who are nevertheless misleading others. If God did not stretch forth His restraining hand, strange presentations would be seen. But God impresses human minds to accomplish His purpose, even though the one used continues to follow wrong practices. And the Lord works out His plans through men who do not acknowledge His lessons of wisdom. In His hand is the heart of every earthly ruler, to turn whithersoever he will, as he turneth the waters of the river. Through the experience that brought Esther to the Medo-Persian throne, God was working for the accomplishment of His purposes for His people. That which was done under the influence of much wine worked out for good to Israel. After these things, when the wrath of the king Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done, and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants unto him, "Let there be fair young virgins sought for the king. And let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of Hege, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women. And let their things for purification be given them, and let the maiden which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti." And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now in Shushan the palace there was a certain Jew, whose name was Mordecai, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, carried away. And he brought Hadassah, that is, Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. And the maiden was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens had gathered together unto Shushan the palace, to the custody of Hegai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her things for her purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens, which were meet to be given her, out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not showed her people, nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house, to know how Esther did, and what should become of her. Now when the turn of Esther was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Hegai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head, and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast. And he made a release to the provinces, and gave gifts, according to the state of the king. Esther had not yet showed her people, nor her kindred, as Mordecai had charged her. For Esther did the command of Mordecai, like as when she was brought up by him. Esther 2, verse 1 to 20. Satan was seeking to counterwork the purpose of God, and he worked through Haman the Agagite, an unscrupulous man high in authority in the Medo-Persian realm. Haman cherished a bitter hatred against Mordecai the Jew, a godly man who had done Haman no harm, but had simply refused to show him the reverence that belongs to God alone. Scorning to lay hands on Mordecai alone, Haman plotted to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. Esther 3, verse 6. Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, "There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people, neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have charge of the business, to bring it into the king's treasuries."
And the king took his ring from his hand, and gave it unto Haman the Agagite, the son of Hammedatha, the Jews' enemy. And the king said unto Haman, "The silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee." Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded, unto the king's lieutenants, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus it was written, and sealed with the king's ring. And the letter was sent by the king's post unto all the king's provinces, to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing to be given in every province was published unto all people, that they should be ready against that day. The posts went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan the palace. And the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city Shushan was perplexed. Verses 8 to 15. The king in his blindness was about to do that which would bring suffering and oppression to a people who acknowledged the Lord and served him. Satan works in various ways through wicked men to bring suffering to the Lord's people. Satan's agencies were endeavoring to destroy the Jews, but the purpose of the enemy was thwarted. It is the duty of the Lord's subjects, at whatever cost to themselves, to be true to him.